Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it. Take it.
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Roll mount, here's some ground, and pound by O'Gara.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior. Eric Hulkrin along with Ken Evans, covering everything in the world of mixed martial arts. UFC 214, or if you're in the industry, they're all calling it 214 this weekend, is on pay-per-view. Main event, of course, John Jones, Daniel Cormier for the second time around. Kicking off the main card, though, is our next guest. Jimmy Manoa joins us. He will be taking on Volkan Oldzimir, so we talk to Jimmy right now. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are amazing. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm really good. I'm just counting down the days to doing work on Saturday.
Yeah, and obviously an exciting fight with you and Volkan Oldzimir kicking off the main card. You have talked about this all week, so I won't belabor the point because I know that you probably answered this question 30 times in the last hour, but clearly you're in an interesting position, meaning they put you on this card as kind of a backup plan if Jones or Cormier can't make it. But for people who don't know who Volkan is, like, this guy is seemingly the real deal and a guy that you need to stay focused on, correct?
Yeah. He's come into the UFC, beat two top 10 opponents, and he's had a fast rise into the UFC. And now he's comes from a K1 background, a kickboxing background. And, you know, he's facing me.
And so, Jimmy, the question I really wanted to ask you, and you alluded to it earlier today in an earlier interview, is this... glass ceiling is the wrong term, but there's clearly a level jump from where he was and who he was fighting in the UFC to guys like you and Gus and certainly Rumble when he was there and Cormier and Jones, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. Like, you know, when you listen to Dan Hardy talk about the Corey Anderson fight, there's a very specific thing that he says, which I went back and watched the fight a couple times, and it doesn't even look like you punch Corey Anderson and it's lights out. And so when I ask you this question, it feels to me like, yeah, you've got a K1 kickboxing background, but when you face a guy like Jimmy Manoa, a guy who encapsulates the phrase one shot, one kill, and you watch that Corey Anderson fight, it feels like you might not be ready for what's going to happen on Saturday. And I just wanted to get kind of your perspective being in the UFC for as long as you've been in it, kind of welcoming this newcomer who wants to claim to be the fastest light heavyweight champion in history, what that derailment might feel like for him.
You know what? That's for him and his team to work out. You know, I'm just here to do my job. And you know what? I'm 100% focused because light heavyweights, they hit hard. Everyone hits hard, and he comes from a striking background. So I'm taking him very seriously, and that because I've got to be very careful in this fight because he is a big guy and he has trained and he has got skills and that. So I'm not looking down on him at all. You know, I'm taking this like I'm fighting for the title. You know, I've trained very hard. This camp has not been easy. Everyone in my team taking him very seriously and that. So, but to me, I've put in the work in the UFC. You know, I've had wins, but I've had two losses, and everything. I've learned a lot and everything. So I'm going to show him there's levels. There's levels to this year. It's up to me to show him there's levels to this game. You know, and that's what I'm fully focused on, shining levels, and I can't wait to put him on his ass.
UFC 214 this weekend. Jimmy Manoa is joining us, taking on Volkan Oldzimir. Question for you about where the fight takes place. One of the most interesting things for me about the sport of mixed martial arts is when you go from state to state, the rules are just slightly different. And one of the stories coming out of this card, obviously, is that Henan Barao was not going to be licensed at 135 because of a bad weight cut he had previously. And I'm not asking you to speak on Henan Barao's situation per se, but as a fighter, is it difficult to know that, like, when you go to Texas, it's different than Las Vegas, and when you go to California, it's different than Detroit, and when you fight in London, it's different than... Is that hard to level set, or is that just something you don't think about because you just kind of stay within the parameters of what you think the rules are and hope that you stay legal in the octagon?
That's exactly how I do it. I don't really care as long as fight. I swear, I've got, as long as I can fight and everything, I don't come in too heavy, I don't come in too light and everything. As long as I'm within the rules and everything, and I don't even like look too much into the rules and stuff. I didn't even know there was a different. They told me about the different weight thing yesterday when I got here, but I was staying on weight and everything else. I don't come in too heavy and stuff like that, and it doesn't really bother me now.
Absolutely. Jimmy Manawa joining us. The other news coming out today is you had called out David Haye earlier, and it appears through a couple interviews earlier today that we're getting closer and closer to that next year. Is that true-ish?
Yeah, that's true stories.
Now, you obviously have said that you two have a thing, and that's why you chose him, but... Assuming you're able to do this, right? You win on Saturday night, and I believe the game plan you laid out earlier this afternoon was win on Saturday night, title fight before the end of the year, David Haye in 18. Would you like to live between those two worlds? Would you take another boxing match, or would then you just go back to the UFC and stay in the UFC?
I don't think there'll be anyone else in boxing that I'd want to fight. It won't be like I'm starting a boxing career. It'll be like a one-off. Probably a one-off exhibition fight with David Haye. We match up so well. We've got big, massive name. We're roughly the same size, roughly the same age, and I believe he's very, very beatable. And I believe that I can do it, which makes it really exciting. We're both from the same part of London, and I think that's the perfect matchup for me. I don't think there's any other boxers out there who would matter. All the other heavyweights are a bit too big and that, and that's about it. I think he's the perfect candidate.
Awesome. Jimmy Manawa joining us. The main event, of course, John Jones, Daniel Cormier. As you and I are speaking, it is Wednesday, so knock on wood, we should make it to the finish line, I hope. If we make it to the finish line, your thoughts on what happens on Saturday night?
For my fight?
No, I'm pretty much sure I know what you want your fight to do. What do you think is going to happen with Jones and Cormier?
I think Jones wins. Jones either stops him or Jones wins on point. I think he's got Cormier's number. I don't think Cormier has anything for him.
Would you be surprised if Cormier retired then on Saturday night?
If he lost? I don't know. I don't know, because he's already fought. I don't think he's got any interest in fighting anyone else. So if he loses, it's a big possibility, actually. I didn't really think about that.
Well,
it's a big possibility that he will retire.
You know, and I say that because you and he are similar in a very specific way. And in you and Gustafson are teammates. You've said you won't fight each other. He obviously doesn't want to fight Kane. And going up to heavyweight brings that possibility to fruition because it looks like Kane's going to fight Stipe. So it would seem to me there's not much left for him to do if he loses to Jones. I don't know. I guess I've been thinking about that all day and just wanted to get your take.
I didn't think about that, but that seems like a huge possibility because he's already been talking about retiring and stuff, and I've heard him say that I'm not relevant, and he's already beat Gustafsson and... he's already beat everyone else, so it's a big possibility.
So I guess we'll have to wait and see, my friend. Jimmy, I know you've done a ton of these, so I will not hold you any longer than I have to, dude, because I appreciate the time and I know how draining this can be. So go relax, take some time, and I cannot wait to see this fight. Can't wait to see your hand raised and see what happens for the rest of the year. Jimmy Manawa, have an awesome UFC 214. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me, and thanks for all the support, and shout out to all the fans who support me. And that's it, man. Let's go and get this win on Saturday.
Take care, my friend.
Okay.
And there goes Jimmy Manawa. Make sure you catch the pay-per-view this weekend. John Jones, Daniel Cormier 2. And as always, stay up to date with everything going on in mixed martial arts at WOW Show on Twitter and Facebook. It's your MMA show.